You are listening to Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 23rd of Shawwal 1446, corresponding to the 22nd of April 2025. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning, but overcast, the winter is setting in. Inshallah, we must, there's various du'as to read on a cold day as well. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the beautiful weather. And today, inshallah, we're going to be discussing, next week is going to be, next week, Thursday, the 1st of May, will be what they call Workers' Day. Workers' Day. So, inshallah, we're going to be discussing how one should treat their staff, if they have any staff that are working under them, and Allah Ta'ala has given you that authority to look after them because they are earning a halal rozi, a halal risk. And one of the du'as that one should read in the morning, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan halalan tayyiban wa rizqan halalan tayyiban. Oh Allah, grant me halal risk. Halal and tayyiban, risk that is tayyib, that is pure. Wa amal and mutaqabbala, and dua and the actions which are acceptable. But let us cross over to our brother Alpha Sinkosi, and he's going to be giving us the latest that's going to be happening, that's happening in and around the world. Brother Alpha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sally Goodman. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, brother Alpha. We never get a chance to speak to you yesterday, but hopefully today we can catch up. What's happening in the latest today?
Look, I think the big story is really, we want to look deeper into this whole assassination attempt of the President Paul Mashatile. Looking at the possibilities, the story happened, in March, and then we've only been told 21 days after the incident has happened. We just want to look into the possibilities. I mean, the VIP protection, they said that they thought they, those are stones while the vehicle is being shot at on the windscreen. So they think that they thought those were stones. But, if you do have a VIP protection, guys, can they tell whether the car, the vehicle, it's bulletproof or not, but if someone hits the windscreen, you are able, you are trained, you are, will be able to pick it up. Yes, but this is not a stone, it's a bullet. Then, of course, and then looking at the speed at which these cars are driving, how would someone stand on the highway and aim at a particular car? I mean, with so much protection. So we're just going to look at the legitimacy and how true is the story, as well as, is Deputy President not playing politics here after the latest report that he's been investigated into some of the malfeasance that he's been doing, allegedly? So we look into that, but we just want to take the political side of it. What is it that he's aiming to gain from that? And then the second bit of the show, we are going, we're focusing our attention into education. I mean, you know that the second term has just started, the psychological part of it. Second term starts while we're now ushered into the winter period. How should you as a parent give support to the learner? So we're going to touch base on that, and then we'll finish the show with the topic that we were supposed to have dealt with last week, but we couldn't. Why Turkey's democratic future matters for the world? So, yeah, we'll look into those particular three topics.
Thank you so much for that, Brother Alphas, and we will catch up with you a little bit later, and also we can divulge into more things that are going to be that are happening in and around the country and around the world. And thank you so much, Brother Alphas, for giving us your time.
No, thanks, man. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
And that was our brother Alpha Sinkosi telling us what's happening. And as he said, the attempted assassination on the, I think it's the vice president, Paul Magatile. And he's going to be discussing that a little bit later, inshallah. But for now, we're going to be discussing what I said earlier with regards to Workers' Day. And from an Islamic perspective, and you know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that you should pay your worker, give the worker his wage before his sweat dries. So that means when it comes time to, he does your work diligently. He does what work needs to be done. He's been assigned a task to do. Or, you know, we even have our female domestic workers that help us during the day. And, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. You know, like they say, cleanliness half your iman. And it shows the type of person that you are and how God-fearing, Allah-conscious you really are in the way you carry yourself and how you portray yourself. You know, cleanliness, you're always in, you know, they say tip-top condition. And if one is clean, then obviously you're always in a state of wudu. You're always park. And being park and being clean is near next to godliness. So when a person and our domestic workers clean our house, they make it permanent proper, so there's no dust and everything. So when they're doing it, they're actually cleaning our house, and they're doing so much hard physical labor. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you must give the worker his wage before the sweat dries. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also emphasized that one shouldn't overwork your worker. If he's assigned to a task, speak to them in a proper tone, you know, speak to them with kindness, because in Islam is a religion of peace. It's not a religion of violence. Our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam never spoken harshly to anybody whatsoever, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam came down to that person's level so they may understand. He was never harsh to any Muslims. Even the people who tortured him in Taif, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, do not destroy this nation, because maybe one day from their progeny, one of them would accept Islam and will come to our deen, inshallah. You know, and it happened. The people of Taif, the many progeny that came from Taif became Muslims. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever lightens the work of his workers will have the reward of his scales, highlighting the importance of reasonable work conditions and workover and workload. So with that being said, we shouldn't overwork a person. Like if they've given a task, let them do the task in what they assigned. Don't make them do 101 things that you overworking them. You know, you tell them, do this, do that, do this, do that, do that. It comes to a point where they build that pressure on them. And some people get sick because of the work overload. And they can't handle it. And that's when, unfortunately, some of the people, they resign. And they say, you know what, I can't handle this anymore because the workload is too much. And yeah, our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, do not overwork, lighten the work of his workers. The person who lightens the work of his workers will have the reward on his scale. And the hadith also emphasizes the importance of treating your workers with respect and compassion. Look at our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Mulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He treated his staff. You know, there was narration that the people were saying that he used to treat his staff with so much of kindness, so much of empathy. You know, they used to eat the same food that what Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to eat. You know, because he treated them like their own. And that's how a Muslim should treat his staff. if a person should give the next person what's good, what good for them. If you feel as a person, and even when you're giving out, you know, when you got your old clothes or you got old things that you want to give away, think to yourself and ask for yourself for a moment, would it be correct, or would this person, would I wear the same thing? If you give it, think of it this way. If you give a person any of your clothes, right, or any of your belongings, put yourself in that person's shoe and think yourself, if somebody gave me something tattered and torn, something broken, would you accept it? No, we wouldn't accept it, isn't it? Just like that, we should treat our people with kindness, and we should also give them good things, because then they will make dua for us. They will say, Ya Allah, you know, this person, may Allah Ta'ala grant you many more in what you have given me, and Allah Ta'ala will bless each and every one of us. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. And then the hadith also highlights the responsibility of employees, such as being loyal to the employer and performing the duties diligently. Now when we with a person, you know, when you're out of a job and you go to a person, now you know, in this day and age, it's so difficult to actually find a job. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's very the surah, you read Surah Waqia. You read Surah Waqia that after Maghrib, poverty will never enter the home where Surah Waqia has been recited. And one should read it after Maghrib Salah. And after Isha, one should read Tabarak Surah Mulk. Allah Ta'ala will protect the person from the azab of the qabr. And you know, if you don't have a job and it's so difficult, you know, we should give out charity as well. And we must make shukr. You know, we may have a job, right? But in this day and age, it's so hard, so difficult to find a job. We should hold on to what we have. But also, we should make dua. That Ya Allah, you make my work easy for me. You make my work ahsan for me. You make my work, my work light for me. And just make it easy for me, and also keep my job safe salamat. You keep my job safe salamat, to keep it safe for me, because it is so difficult to find a job in this day and age. So when you go to a person and they look at you, you know, you give them your CV, you know, your CV is in like, it's in mint condition, you know, you got all your references, you make it a little bit nice, a little bit smart. So the person says, okay, you know what, I'm going to give you a chance. You shukr, you're grateful. You're grateful, but remember, you must turn to Almighty Allah. You need 2 rakat shukrana namaz. Then Ya Allah, you suffered this person's heart, because you might have went to 3-4 different places, they all turned you down. But this one person, you went over there, you said, you know what, here's my CV, I'm looking for a job. You know, things are hard, got a family to look after. Allah Ta'ala put compassion, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafurur Rahim. Allah put the mercy in his heart. The man looked at you, or the employer looked at you and said, okay, you know what, boy, I'll give you the job. You start beginning of the month, of the new month. You are now ecstatic, because you may not have a job for 4-5 months, you never had a job. And now you turn to Almighty Allah, and you make the 2 rakat shukrana namaz, Ya Allah, I make lakh shukr for the job that you have given me. You know, and when you get the job, we need to be loyal to the person who gave us the job. You can't get into the job and then after that you start being disloyal to the person. You start doing all the wrong things. You know, stealing company time is so bad, because you are doing things without the permission. You are supposed to be doing your job, right? but you are now using the company time. Obviously, the stipulated time, like, you know, you got your lunch time or you got your tea time. That is in a different case. That is like given to you. But if you are doing things that is within the company's time, that is like close to stealing, because now you are doing things that is not according to the employer that told you, like, listen, this is your duties. This is what you need to do. You need to be loyal. And you need to, if the employer, obviously, if they step the step across that boundary line, there has to be a level of respect as well when it comes to the employer and the employee. Fair enough, they gave you the job, alhamdulillah. But you know, there has to be that level of respect whereby they treat you with kindness. Like in the earlier, the hadith says that we should treat the workers with respect and compassion. It doesn't mean that this person now becomes your slave. Astaghfirullah. You cannot treat a person, because that's when a person starts feeling attacked, that's when they said, you know what, I can't work here. I came here looking for a job thinking that I'm getting a salary, alhamdulillah. But I'm being ill-treated. Now, a person will only enjoy their work where they are respected, where they feel welcomed. Now, if we can't treat our staff with respect and compassion, this person is going to start looking for another job, and then they're going to go to the next person, and the word of mouth travels. I've seen it many a times where people said, hey, you know what? You mustn't go work for that company. That boss over there, like, you know, in Islam, they say, that over there, he will see, you know, the term, they say, he will suck out every drop of blood. Now tell me, do you want the person who you were working for to go to you now and say, this person is going to suck out every blood of yours? That is giving a bad impression on the company. Now, we don't want to give that impression to the person, so that's why we should treat our staff with respect and compassion. The employers are encouraged to take care for the well-being of their workers, ensure they adequate food, clothing, fair work environment. if a person has an issue, that's why I say that there has to be a level of respect, there has to be a level of understanding. You must feel comfortable to go to your boss and say, listen, this is my issue that I'm having. Your boss should have that compassion in him and say, okay, you know what? He should analyze and assess the situation and say, okay, you know what, boy? I understand where you are coming from. And inshallah, let's see what we can do for you. You know, with that being said, the person has that feeling in his heart that, you know what, my boss is going to look at me with eyes of mercy. He still has that hope. He says, okay, you know what, you're going to come back a little bit later, and inshallah, we'll see what you can do. Maybe you are suffering at home. Allah Ta'ala alleviate those that are going through any suffering. Allah Ta'ala alleviate your pain and suffering, and make it easy for you, inshallah. But you know, we all go through a lot of things in life, and that's why we need to turn to Almighty Allah, and we need to beseech Almighty Allah, say, Ya Allah, you help me, Ya Allah. You are Ghafoorur Rahim, you are Arhamur Rahimin. Ya Allah, shower your infinite blessings and mercy upon me. And that's what we need. We need to turn to Almighty Allah, because Allah Ta'ala loves those who turn towards Him, ask Him for His mercy. That's what Allah Ta'ala wants, because we are in this world nothing for anything else but to ask Allah Ta'ala for His rahmah, and we need to attain the Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. We received a message this morning that our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein's brother-in-law. I know a few weeks ago, his one brother-in-law passed away. Today, there was a mayor of his other brother-in-law, that is the mayor of Marhum Hafiz Sulaiman Ovi Muhammad, who is the father of Malana Ovi, who was an ex-teacher of Orient Islamic School. The mayor was already at about 10:15, a pickup time. The Janaza Salah is now at the Isipingo Beach Jamia Masjid. You know, so we make dua that Allah Ta'ala alleviates and grants to marhum and all marhumin Jannatul Firdaus and grant them maghfirat and also grant the families sabrun jameel. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. 10:30 Central African time, inshallah, we're going to go for a break, for a small nasheed break. And when we return, we will listen to a lecture, inshallah.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Hadees-e-Nabvi ke noori makhzan ka chokidara Abu Huraira.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Hadees-e-Nabvi ke baad ki tu ne aisi ki kuch hai pehredari. Hadees-e-Nabvi ke baad ki tu ne aisi ki kuch hai pehredari.
Ke aal-e-Iblis ko nahi tum kabhi gawara Abu Huraira.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Hadees-e-Nabvi ke noori makhzan ka chokidara Abu Huraira.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Lisan-e-Nabvi se jhadte phoolon ko chunke ummat ko pahunchaya. Lisan-e-Nabvi se jhadte phoolon ko chunke ummat ko pahunchaya.
Nahi kiya isme lahzabhar ko khalal gawara Abu Huraira.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Hadees-e-Nabvi ke noori makhzan ka chokidara Abu Huraira.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Hadees-e-Nabvi ki darsgahon mein mustanad hai sanad tumhari. Hadees-e-Nabvi ki darsgahon mein mustanad hai sanad tumhari.
Lisan-e-Nabvi se ishq-ul-fat ka istiara Abu Huraira.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Haseen sitara Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara Abu Huraira.
Hadees-e-Nabvi ke noori makhzan ka chokidara Abu
Abu Huraira,
Haseen Sitara, Abu Huraira, Nabi ka pyara, Abu Huraira.
حدیث نبوی کا ایسا راوی کہ عشق احمد ہے جس پہ حاوی حدیث نبوی کا ایسا راوی کہ عشق احمد ہے جس پہ حاوی
حدیث کی ہر کتاب میں ہے چمکتا تارا ابو ہریرہ
حسین ستارا ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ
حسین ستارا ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ
حدیث نبوی کے نور مخزن کا چوکیدار ابو ہریرہ
حسین ستارا ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ
نبی کے دشمن کی یاد رکھنا ابو ہریرہ سے دشمنی ہے نبی کے دشمن کی یاد رکھنا ابو ہریرہ سے دشمنی ہے
نبی خاتم کے دشمنوں سے ہے ایک شرارہ ابو ہریرہ
حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ
حسین ستارا ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ
حدیث نبوی کے نور مخزن
Inshallah, we're going to be listening to a lecture by Maulana Surma Qahtani and it's titled The Reality of Time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam in the Quran on time wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Man is at a loss. Allah ta'ala swears by the time wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Now, time is so important for us. You know, when we get up in the morning for Fajr Salah, and there is so much barakah, there is so much of blessings after Fajr Salah. Some of us, you know, Shaitan whispers in our ear and says, you know what, you know that sleep is much, much better, man. You can wake up after you read your Fajr Salah, you go back to bed, or you go to the masjid and you come back, you know, but you know that bed of yours is so warm, you want to go back, and you say, you know what, I'll get up like 7:30, 7:45. But now Fajr Salah is 5:30. The Salah is 5:30. By the time you come out of the masjid, you come back home, it's already 5:50. Now you want to go to sleep at 5:50 and get up at 7:30. How much more reward you would have gotten, right? If you had stayed up, sacrificed that sleep for the sake of Almighty Allah. You could have read Quran, you had a shower, read Quran, make tilawat of the Quran, make some zikr. You know, sunrise is about 6:25. So obviously the time that we cannot make any ibadat is at the time of sunrise, zawal, and wait about 10 minutes after sunrise, and we make, carry on with the tilawat of the Quran. How much more, you know, every letter, not even every word, every letter that is read from the noble Quran, you will get hasanat, you will get the reward for it. And you know, the person who struggles will get so much more, because why, they're repeating that one letter. You know, for example, Ya Ayyuhannas. Now if a person can't read Ya Ayyuhannas, now imagine a person who, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for those who, you know, it's a blessing, who will never think of it as a curse or a disformity. But those who have a speech problem, who stutter and speak now and again. But look at how merciful is Almighty Allah. Every letter that you read, you will get a sawab and a reward for it. When a person is reading and is struggling with the word to read the word, Ya ayyuhan nas. Look how much reward and sawab that that person has got. Because Allah Ta'ala, he's struggling to read that word, but Allah Ta'ala is granting him more sawab and hasanat because he's making that attempt to read the Quran and read that word. So inshallah, we're going to be listening to a lecture by Mawlana Suleiman Qahtani, and this is the reality of a time, inshallah.
Intellectuals, so-called people who have the concern of humanity at heart, bust up fireworks, one billion pounds wasted in 7 minutes. Celebrating what? Celebrating a new year. Celebrating a testimony of the passage of time. إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَفْدَعُهَا وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. The poet says, you are happy when time has passed, when a new moon is sighted, when a new year has started. But know and understand that every passing day is taking you closer to your qabr. That is not a milestone. That is a reminder. That is a time for reflection. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. So exert yourself in what? In amal. Exert yourself in the preparation of the life that is going to go on forever. فَإِنَّمَا الْرِبْحُ وَالْقُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. Because profit and loss is not measured in rands and cents and dollars. Profit and loss and the testimony and achievement of the life of this world is measured in amal. نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى. نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى. He says, every time the new moon is sighted, every time a new year dawns, whether it is a solar calendar or the lunar calendar, and Allah has made it such that this year both are together or very close to each other. Every time a new year dawns, you renew your happiness, you renew your celebration, you renew your revelry. But what is the reality of that new year? وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْضَضِي. Know and understand that every milestone of the passage of time, every birthday, every new year is nothing but a sword that is slashing away at your life in this world. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهَا. Even the jannati will get the height of his aspirations, will get beyond his imagination. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, you don't even know what I have prepared for you in Jannah. Even the Jannati also will have one regret. What will be his regrets? His regret will be the moments and the seconds and the minutes and the hours of the life of this world which he wasted away without remembering Allah, without serving the deen of Allah. How can this mu'min of today, how can this mu'min who has Quran and Hadith in front of him ever celebrate a new year? How can he have time to look at 22 people for long, long periods of time chasing behind a piece of pigskin? How does he have time to waste his time, to waste hours in front of the shaitan box? How does the one who knows that every tick, 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 every hour, every breath is taking closer to that black hole, how does he have time to sit with novels and sit for hours in front of that shaitan box? Where is our intelligence? Have we become a blind jamaat that is saying Ameen behind the west? My respected brothers, Muharram is coming, our new year is coming. But our new year is a time of reflection. Our new year is a time to renew our sabab. Our new year is a time to renew our commitment with Allah. Ask ourselves, when did the Islamic calendar start? On what basis did the calendar start? Why was it decided that now is the Islamic calendar? 1428 years have passed. Do we even realize what is the significance of our calendar? Hajj just took place. Thousands have returned from Hajj. Allah accept their Hajj. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allahumma fil lil Hajj. وَلِمَنْ اِسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُ الْحَاجِ وَلَا forgive the haji and forgive everyone on whose behalf the haji sought forgiveness. Like the poet says, أَلَا قُلِّ زُوَّارِ دَارِ الْحَبِيبِ أَلَا قُلِّ زُوَّارِ دَارِ الْحَبِيبِ هَنِيًا لَكُمْ فِي الْجِنَانِ الْقُلُودِ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ فَيْضًا فَنَحْنُ عُطَاشٌ وَأَنْتُمْ مُرُودُ. He said, listen, tell the one who has visited the home of my Habib, the home of my Allah. Haniyan lakum, Mubarak, Mubarak. Your Hajj, Allah gives you Jannat. Afidhu alayna min al-ma'i fayda. Some of the water of Allah's love, you have drunk from the cup of Allah's love. You have come with that noor, give me some of it also. You have drunk to your full, I am thirsty. But a testimony of how far this ummah has drifted from his object. What does the Haji of today return with? Does he return with the love of Allah? Does he return with the jazba of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or what does he return with? You want to know what he's returning with? Just join a few hujjaj as the plane reaches close to Johannesburg. And listen to the conversation. What is their concern? What have they brought back? Concern is for the custom officials in Johannesburg. What is going to be the reaction? Where I can hide the bangles? And where I can hide this? And where I can hide that? One of our elders, Imran Ihsan Sahib, says, he says, you are going there and wasting your time in the marketplace, not taking the sabak of that place, buying things there, saying you are seeking the barakat of that place. Don't you realize that those things that you are buying are not made there, they are exported there, they are made elsewhere by people whose every day is in sharab, and every night is in zina, and you say the sand of Makkah and Medina has touched it, so it became blessed. If you wanted the blessing of that place, bring the sand of that place. The Sabbath of New Year.
That was a lecture by Maulana Suleiman Qahtani, and that was titled The Reality of Time. We've come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, next up will be the bliss of marriage with Maulana Zaid Khan and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab. Thereafter, the 12 o'clock news, and then 5 past 12 to 1 will be the news hour with Brother Alpha Sinkosi. 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 past 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah A'raf, verse 154. Thereafter, 1:30 to 2 will be the tafsir from the archives of Surah Baqarah, verses 243 to 245. 2 to 3 will be lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A and Nasiha by Maulana Musa Akudi. 4 o'clock will be our news and Asr Azan. 5 plus 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture by Hankari Hanif Multani, Haj Khana e Kaaba ka Tawaf. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the tafsir of Surah A'raf, verses 154. 7:30 to 8 will be the Nasiha by Maulana Dawood Sirat. 8 to 9 will be the lecture by Maulana Musa Akudi, The Method of Umrah. 9 to 10 will be the repeat of today's Bliss of Marriage. 10 to 11 will be the repeat of today's News Hour with Alpha Sinkosi. And 11 to 12 will be the lecture by Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Al-Shaheed, Rahmatullah Alayh. And that's your lineup till 12 a.m. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.